Hi, this is Caleb from Parlor Steps, and you're listening to The Canadian Way on CITR 101.9 FM.
Good evening to you, one and all listeners of The Canadian Way. My name is Spike. It is 6 o'clock sharp, and that means it is time for The Canadian Way. We'll be here with you until 7:30, bringing you the best in new and not-so-new independent Canadian music from coast to coast. On today's program, I am pleased to say that we are going to have members of October Man in the studio very shortly. We are going to be welcoming Mark Morissette, Rob Josephson, and Graham Christofferson into the studio very shortly, so stay tuned for that. As well, we are going to be listening to tracks from the brand new October Man CD, Run From Safety, as well as stuff from the EP LaGuardia and the first CD, These Trails Are Old and New, which we're going to be starting the show off today. As well, we're going to go back into the history of October Man and play some early tracks from Mark Morissette's earlier projects, Kids These Days, as well as stuff from the band that October Man will be touring with, Mohawk Lodge. We'll be chatting about that, as well as something from the brand new member of October Man, Leah Abramson. So you want to stay tuned for that as well. In the program today, we are going to be featuring brand new music from a compilation called BC Ska, brand new thing from Jason Zampano, Torngat, Ben Sinister from Kelowna, kind of like them, they got the prog thing going, so stay tuned for that. And if we have time, we're going to squeeze in stuff from the brand new Inbreds compilation, Wanna Be Your Friend, a tribute to the Inbreds. If you want to send off a request to The Canadian Way, you can do so by giving us a call here in the studio, 604-822-2487, or of course by email, thecanadianway@popstar.com. No time like the present to get things started with the music from October Man's first CD, which came off of the White Whale Records label 2 years ago. These Trails Are Old and New is the name of the CD, and we're going to be listening to a track that I'm going to send out to Mary Ann, who likes playing paper, rock, scissors. So that's a track we're going to play. Here's October Man with Paper, Rock, Scissors to get things started on today's edition of The Canadian Way with special guests, October Man.
She came out at 8 p.m. Started screaming about Americans every single night at 8 p.m. She got mad at the Chinaman, so I'm shutting the doors on Vietnam. So pull out your book and try to remain calm. He showed up for a pint of beer. So she came out and proper made things clear, but mama said, put a flag on your back. A day train to Harlem, I've got this flag on my back. I met a dairy farmer, she had a flag on her back. Expat from Regina, he said he never looked back. But in the Paradiso, let's go back downstairs and move up to the front. That's where the people care. That's where the people care. on my back, and it was all as if ever. And then he asked me about those great outdoors. If it's true, we don't lock doors. Flag on my back, it meant to take a seat. She couldn't feel her hands, so we had to hit the street. But Bruce said, don't need a flag on his back. Don't mess with Texas, this is the flag on its back. But in your own country, who needs a flag on your back? 2 years in China, he said he never, he said he never looked back. Paradiso, let's go back upstairs and move up to the front. That's where the people care. That's where the people care. Interruptions, they really light me up. Snap me out of the spot where I've been stuck. And now this freeway, that's the way to be. And I appreciate your company. Oh, I pay for parking, and then I weasel in. How you doing? But in this warehouse, they manufacture kids. And they're so proud of the things that you did. But it's like you're hearing women's sirens. And it's the way you get out of my way. But there's nobody here to rescue me. About his obsessions. But right off the bat, we made a real good connection. And then I watched, and then I moved. Cause Jesus told me, when you show no more. And now this freeway, that's the way to be. And I appreciate your company. Cause it's like you're hearing these wailing sirens. And it's the way that you just get out of my way every single day. But there's absolutely nobody here but miles around, 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 around to rescue. So why won't you just let him? 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 Why won't you just let him?
And you are listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. My name is Spike, and in the studio today we have special guests Mark, Rob, and Graham from October Man. Say hi, guys.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Can we hear you? I think we can. Try out your mic there. I don't know if that's working. It's been kind of finicky.
Check.
There we go. Excellent. So introduce yourselves and let us know what you guys do in the band, and we'll sort of take it from there.
Cool. My name's Mark Morissette. I play guitar and sing.
I'm Rob. I play drums.
Graham, I play bass.
Cool. And we just heard a couple of tracks from the early days of October Man. We played something from the first CD, These Trails Are Old and New, and as well as something from Kids These Days. It probably would make sense to sort of talk about how October Man came to be and how it sort of morphed out of the Kids These Days project, because that was a CD that was kind of a popular one back in the day when it came out in 2004 here on the Canadian Way.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I guess Kids These Days turned from like a bedroom recording project of mine when I lived in Ontario into kind of a full-on collective when I moved to Vancouver and met some good friends here. And Rob played in Kids These Days as well as Ryder Havdale from the Mohawk Lodge and Jason Starnes and Peter Doig. And basically, I went away traveling for around 4 months and came back and just started recording some more mellow tunes that definitely wouldn't have fit into Kids These Days. And I took the name October Man from a really old recording of Kids These Days. It was an EP called October Man. And right before that was going to come out, Kids These Days kind of went on this, I guess, hiatus. But it's been a long hiatus, so I don't know how long we could keep calling it a hiatus. Jason in the band had some other things on the go, namely school, and he thought he was going to be moving away and wasn't really prepared to tour as much. So long story short, October Man became more a full-time project, not really by design, just right when that album came out, had more time. And so rather than making that a full-on solo thing, I invited Graham and Rob and some other friends to join in, and we've been going pretty steady since.
Cool. And Graham and Rob, sort of talk about how you guys were approached to become part of the project and how you thought about being part of something that Mark was putting together.
Well, Mark just said, "Hey, Rob, do you want to play drums for me?" I was like, "Okay." That's pretty much it. Seeing as I already played drums with him in Kids These Days, it was a pretty easy decision to make on my part.
Cool. And how did you become involved?
Well, I used to play with Rob in his other band, and then Mark asked me to play on one track on These Trails Are Older Than New, and then we just started like jamming right after that.
Cool. So it was sort of an organic thing. It's you guys were approached, and it was basically October Man from day one, or were you sort of, did it take some time to kind of gel together, or were the pieces all there right when you guys started?
I thought it came together really quickly. As Graham mentioned, him and Rob played in a band called Explaining Colors to the Blind, which I was a big fan of. And these guys are best friends since they were little kids, so there's this natural chemistry between them as a...
as they give a high five.
yeah, so there's just this chemistry. I always like playing with friends. And Peter Doig, he played in Kids These Days. He was our guitarist until about a month and a half ago, and he's been too busy with his career, and he moved out to Langley. And so when he left, wanted to keep the friend vibe going, so a good friend of all of ours, C.L. McLaughlin, he agreed to join. He plays in the National Shield and Panurge. And then my friend Leah sang on the record, and she's agreed to join the touring band for our upcoming tour. So it's all, it's really fun playing with all these people, and I hope that comes across that we're friends first and, you know, bandmates second.
Cool. Well, it most definitely does. You guys have a definite chemistry, even with the new album, with bringing in the brand new members. It sort of seems like you guys haven't missed a beat at all. How's that been, bringing in the extra guys when you guys didn't originally start out as a, I guess you're a six piece now when you tour?
I think it's going to be a five piece when we tour.
Is Leah's not going to be touring with you guys, or?
Peter basically won't
Peter,
be touring with
course.
Us. Yeah. So Leah, it'll be Leah, Graham, Rob, CL, and I. And we're touring with the Mohawk Lodge, and there's I guess, four or five of them. So I'm sure we'll be hopping on stage with each other throughout as well.
Cool. Well, that'd be awesome to see. How are you finding that it's working with Leah and CL having their own projects going on the side as well? Did you find that it was a real chore to try and book time off for them to join you guys on the tour?
Actually, it's been kind of the opposite. Like, they both put music on as such a high priority in their lives that whenever there's a tour or like a show, they're all for it and super gung-ho, which is great. That's the thing. As you get older, it seems to be harder and harder to find people that love music and want to do it full-time and get on the road. And so it's great having all these members that are just want to play, basically.
Cool. So let's talk about the EP that came in between the two albums. It's sort of a kind of a morphing between the October Man and the Kids These Days project, I guess. It's sort of the missing link in between the two albums, would you say?
Well, it's tricky because I didn't even really intend that to be a release. It was I was doing a solo tour, I didn't want. I guess I wanted something that sounded like what people were hearing at the shows, and so I was gonna just do a CDR of it. And they're just free recordings that I had from a session I did on XM radio when I was doing a solo tour back east.
Okay.
And the rest of it was recorded live at this... we did a video shoot for Expat. And I didn't want to be lip-syncing the songs, so I played an actual show in a hostel. Excellent. And had some friends come down, and then my friend James recorded it. So I had these acoustic songs, and it was just going to be something to sell on the road. And then Ryder, who also runs White Whale Records, he liked it and made it an actual release. We didn't put any money into it, or we just kind of threw it out there. And
wow. Ended up getting a nice result out of it despite that.
Yeah, I was surprised. I was actually quite apprehensive about putting it out because it's live and it's not really... Well, it's produced because it was done in a... Some of it was done in a studio, but... It's just kind of, it's so naked, and I don't know, I find it hard to listen to myself, but maybe that's because...
It's so me. Raw, it's your heart on your sleeve, I guess. Eh?
I guess so.
basically talking about your process of songwriting, traveling figures a lot into it. I mean, LaGuardia is the name of an airport, these trails are old and new, running from safety, it always has something to do with going out on a ledge, taking chances. How did you find that it was a natural for content for your music? There's so much to write about, and it's everyone's always singing about relationships. And why did you go for traveling?
Yeah, it wasn't really a conscious decision. It's just, as I mentioned, I wrote a lot of the songs when I was traveling, and even ones I hadn't written when I was on the road, I finished them when I was traveling, and they had kind of a bit of a road-weary sound to them. And then all these new songs, they're kind of on Run From Safety. A lot of them are kind of about wanting to be on the road or wanting to escape your surroundings or even take a music career more seriously. So that's kind of where the Run From Safety thing comes from. So it's not really traveling. It's more so just getting out of your comfort zone and your surroundings.
Cool. So we're going to listen to something from Run From Safety, which actually came out this last Tuesday. Is that correct?
I think so, yeah.
Sure did.
And have you done a lot of appearances at this point on this new CD? Or?
Not really, no. The word's just starting to get out now. So
cool.
This is, I guess, the first appearance.
Sweet. So we got first crack at you guys before you went out on the road. So
yeah, we appreciate it.
So that's pretty sweet. Is there something in particular that you want to hear from the brand new CD and maybe tell us a little bit about it before we spin it, and then we'll follow that up with something from LaGuardia?
Actually, Rob wanted to play the song, but I don't know if we could do it justice as acoustic. But I don't know what song do you guys want to hear? Maybe the first one, or what about track two? Once in a Blue.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Once in a Blue. It's one of our more, what would you call it? It's the only song. I've been kind of criticized for writing really simple music in the past, and this one is like a bit of a, it's got a bit of a different time signature to it. So.
Cool. So we're going to play the track called Once in a Blue which I believe we featured on the show here before, and got some good feedback on it. And then we'll play something from LaGuardia, which we'll just pick in a second as well. And when we come back, you guys are going to play live for us as well.
Sounds good. Thanks,
excellent. Mike. So in the studio today is members of October Man, and from their brand new CD, Run From Safety, this is Once in a Blue, here on the Canadian Way on CITR FM 101.9.
To apologize so very often, but these occasions present themselves so handsomely. So don't you worry, there's nothing more to compromise. So many coffins in these occasions present themselves so randomly. Just hurry on down and think for yourself. Just what's in a blue moon for yourself. 'Cause I'm broken like ambitions left undone. Dust on my shelf, and I'm hoping this indecision will force you to think for yourself. My grandpa once told me, back when I was only 5, I'm across the street without me. On that occasion, I left his side as he keeps on reminding me. Just hurry on down and think for yourself. Just what's in a blue moon for yourself. Left undone, dust on my shelf, and I'm hoping this indecision will force you to think for yourself. Think for yourself, child, once in the blue moon for your life, babe. What's wrong with you? 'Cause everyone's waiting on you, and everyone's counting on you. town. No wonder I sit here with a worried mind.
And you are listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR-FM 101.9 as we have members of October Man here in the studio, and they're sort of getting their instruments ready to treat us with some live music here in the studio. First of all, I want to let you know that we just heard something from the most recent October Man CD, Run From Safety, which just came out on Tuesday on the White Whale Records label. We heard the track called Once in a Blue, and we just followed that up with the EP that came out in between the first album and this most recent one, LaGuardia, which was also off of the White Whale Records label. We heard the title track off of that one. And in the studio, we have Mark Morissette, Graham
Christofferson,
and Rob Josephson. My apologies, Graham. Thanks for coming in, guys.
No bother.
And so you guys, the new album, is this the first time that you've actually recorded in the studio as a complete outfit?
I guess studio
sort of ends.
Yeah, before? Usually... it's been like home recordings with my friend James Henderson. This one, we were able to sneak into Mushroom and Hipposonic, where he was working at the time, and record in a proper studio environment, which is a real treat.
Cool. So let us know, is Mushroom Studios haunted?
I've heard a lot of stories about, yeah.
Did you guys have any sort of experiences while you were in there?
Totally, man.
Did you guys feel some ghosts?
Yeah, I saw something like move across the room. It's like this big white thing. I think it was Jerry Doucette.
Nice.
Still alive.
So how was that getting to actually record? Like, this was the first time actually getting to enter in a studio as a band, I guess, eh?
I guess the second time. Kids These Days recorded a couple songs at Hipposonic, the old Hipposonic, which was a bigger studio.
Oh, over on 12th Avenue there.
Exactly, and now that's a condo.
Yeah, it is, unfortunately.
As everything else is.
Lots of history bulldozed there, unfortunately.
Yeah, exactly.
we are going to be listening to something live from the brand new CD. What are we going to be listening to, guys?
We're going to try the title track, Run From Safety.
Excellent. Take it away, guys.
Of their first love, the castles up high, but when touched upon it. These words, they're all right. Is proof we're away, and truth we can't break, as long as you take a hold of my neck and strangle each word till it all sounds absurd, and then your hearing gets blurred. The sounds are all we got. Love is top drawer, like an old pair of socks, neatly tucked away that my grandmother bought me. With the savings she had every Christmas morn, but now I'm feeling so bad, so my socks are torn up. Judges and juries convene in a hurry. There's no need to worry, the sentence, it won't hurt us. But the powers you've got, oh, they seem like a lot, but it just ain't enough to snuff this meaningful stuff. Dressing yourselves one leg at a time, and keep stacking those shelves with empty bottles of wine. In this basement we're in, it's a fool-worthy mess. We're living in sin, but we couldn't care less. Storm of pissing, it's quite the conniption. This whole jurisdiction, we all bleed with conviction. From wrestling demons on an empty platform, and our elders are screaming, why can't you come back home? Why can't you come back home? We need you to come back home. Why can't you come back home? We need you to come back home. As long as we run from safety, we'll find a way out here, maybe. As long as we run from safety, we'll find a way out here. We'll find a way out here, maybe. As long as we run, we'll find a way out here. As long as we run from safety,
excellent, guys. Good work. That was a live track here in the Canadian Way Studios from October Man, from the brand new CD Run From Safety. We just heard the title track from that CD. Good job, guys.
Oh, thanks.
That was really nice. You worked really well considering we have a really, really lousy mic setup, so I appreciate you guys putting up with that. And we're going to be listening to some more live stuff from you guys later on in the program. But first, we're going to let everybody know that you guys are going to be going on tour, and it's going to be starting... actually, you guys are playing up here, aren't you?
I think we're playing during Frosh Week. Is it? They still call it Frosh Week? Or
Week of Welcome, first week.
Let's call it Week of Welcome.
Yeah.
At noon on September 4th, outside this building, right?
I believe so, out on the concourse, right beside the barbecue pit.
Sounds good. Yeah.
Sweet.
That'll be fun.
Sounds like a party. So I believe that is September 4th, part of Week of Welcome over on the sub-concourse. So if you're unfamiliar with UBC, it's sort of that area, concourse walkway in between the swimming pool and the front entrance to the Student Union building. Come check them out. That's going to be at noon sharp here at the Student Union building. And then when do you guys do the tour kickoff?
Kickoff show is Thursday, October 4th at the Ukraine Hall.
Excellent.
With the Mohawk Lodge and Treacherous Machete is opening up. That
Sweet.
One.
Are they coming with you as well or just Mohawk Lodge?
Just the Mohawk Lodge.
Cool. So nice venue, by the way. That's a nice and good snag for a first gig on your tour.
That'll be fun.
Have you guys played that venue before?
No, never.
Yeah, it's nice.
We'll get a chance to check it out tonight, I think, won't we?
Yeah, we're going to go tonight and check out the Doers and
Greenbelt
Collective, I think, are playing there tonight. So.
Yeah, it's a nice-sounding little venue. It's sort of one of those sort of gym setups, the nice wooden floors, the race stage. It sort of looks like a high school gym, and it's
perfect.
Got some pretty sweet sound there because it's got windows near the back so you don't get too much echo or anything like that. So
nice.
I think you guys will like it a lot. So where are you guys going to be hitting the tour? Is it going to be primarily out east and then come back here at the end kind of thing, or are you sort of hitting it coast to coast? Or
yeah, we're going to Montreal and back, playing in every... Well, I shouldn't say every, but most major cities on the way. And I think we're playing CMJ as well, so waiting on the exact date. But so we'll dip down to New York for a show.
Cool. So will that be your first time playing in the States as the October Man outfit? Because I know you've played down there yourself doing
Actually,
solo stuff.
We played there quite a few times. We used to always go down, well, not always, but we've been down to Seattle and Portland and Eugene and...
Oh, of course.
Boise.
But it'll be your first time for New York, right?
Yeah. New York as the band playing together. So
are you guys getting the butterflies for playing a nice big gig like that? Or are you like, bring it on?
Yeah, at this point, like, not to sound cocky or, like, overconfident, but the bigger the show is, the better. I mean, we've played enough stinker shows that you want the you want people to be there. There's no like hiding. Like if you're playing, my whole philosophy is if you're playing a show, there might as well be some people there.
Of course. You feed off the energy, I guess, a lot more. So
yeah, I figure you're playing either way, you might as well have some people in front of you. But
exactly.
Yeah.
That sounds like some seasoned musicians to me. So so I hope you guys have a lot of fun on the tour. And have you ever toured with Mohawk Lodge before? That's going to be interesting since there's a lot of cross-pollination between the two of you and the whole White Whale Records connection.
It's something we've been meaning to do for a while because, I mean, obviously we share a drummer, and Rob's going to be doing double duty, so how do you feel about that, Rob?
I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a bit of a challenge, but I don't know. It's not like, you know, it won't be different than a rehearsal as far as the amount of time I'll be playing on a single night. And I wouldn't be able to tour with both bands otherwise. I wouldn't be able to get the time off work. So I'm very fortunate to be able to have both bands going on tour at the same time.
Sweet. And how about you? Is you're kind of the one person that sort of, like, apart from the two bands, you're just in October Man. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's true.
So how have you done any touring across the country yet at this point?
I've been with October Man. I've been to, like, we've been to Texas, and I've been to Seattle, Boise, Idaho, and, like, we went to Victoria once. But other than that, not really. Like,
cool. So it should be an experience. Are you guys going to be hitting Europe at all in the next little while on the CD, or any plans for it at least?
It's hard to organize everything at once, but the plan is early 08 to head over to Europe.
Cool.
So
cool.
Still working out the details, though. Obviously, it's never a simple thing. But yeah, that's definitely the plan. Like the album is being released on October 16th in the UK. So I definitely want to get over there and play some shows. I play there in the fall, and it's amazing. Their audiences, I find, are really receptive compared to North American audiences.
Yeah. Do you find they're more interesting to play to? Like, you don't really have a stinker over there, or do you find that's just different?
I think they want... I don't know. My example is always, I played a show... whereas it was downstairs in a venue, and upstairs everyone was drinking and eating, and then as soon as the music started downstairs, I played at like 8:30. There was nobody there, but once people knew that there was someone playing downstairs, everyone came down and checked it out. Whereas consequently, I did a solo tour across the States, like a couple months later, and it was the opposite. Like, people were drinking in the room next door, and then I was playing, and you know, a handful of people came over, but everyone else stayed in the other room watching American Idol on TV. So I was like, it was a bit of a reality check or a kick in the pants. But I don't know, I just find in Europe, or the UK especially, well, everywhere in Europe, but they just respect musicians more. It seems like it's not as disposable, or like, they want to check you out rather than you fighting to get in.
And if they hear that you're Canadian over in the UK, it's sort of like like wearing a Canadian flag on your backpack, as you always sing about there. It's sort of a badge of honor, do you think? Or,
well, I think Canadian... Well, we were talking about it before. I think Canadian independent music right now is kind of on an upswing. Or at least it's being recognized more. I think it's always been there. But, I think people are definitely open to checking out the Canadian touring bands. But you don't want to be arrogant about it. And I don't know, it's just... I think also the government supports a lot of touring acts, like Canadian touring acts as well, so we're able to tour, whereas other countries, they don't really get any of that extra support that you might need.
Of course, of course. So we're going to get back to some more music. We're going to play something from Mohawk Lodge, who are going to be touring with you. Their brand new CD just came out recently. How do you find it is working with Ryder, who of course is the man behind White Whale Records?
Well, Ryder and I are great, great buddies, and yeah, we've been working together, and we also shared a band with Kids These Days, so it's kind of second nature. We've been working together so much. And
how many years has it been for you guys now?
Oh man,
working relationship.
When did Kids start? Was that 2002?
Two or three? I'm not sure exactly.
So I guess four or five years. So yeah, it's been going on so long that it's just and I don't know. The more the merrier in terms of touring together and putting CDs out together. You just kind of match a lot of efforts, and yeah, it's all good.
Is this your first time touring with Mohawk Lodge, or have you done any projects with them in the past as far as live music is concerned?
I think Kids These Days did a tour with the Mohawk Lodge, which was funny because I think we were pretty much
the exact same band. Yeah,
but we played two sets, and it was probably confusing to people, but but this is good because it'll be actually, I think there's gonna be 9 of us on the road, and the only one that's double dutying will be Rob, so we'll be able to separate the two bands' identities.
Cool.
Easier.
Cool. So we're gonna play something from the brand new Mohawk Lodge CD, which of course is called Wildfires. We're going to be playing the track called Everybody's on Fire. And then we're going to play something from your brand new band member, Leah Abramson. How did she come to be in the band anyways?
We played a charity show with her a couple of Christmases ago, and I really liked her singing, and we kind of hit it off. Like, she's a really, really cool girl. And I asked her to sing backups on the new record, and... like I said, like, she's so into touring and getting out there that she's played a bunch of shows with us. The funny thing is, she only rehearsed with us once, and that was like a few weeks ago. It was always like last minute, like just jumping up on stage and winging it, which I don't think she enjoys doing, but she's good at doing it. So it'll be fun rehearsing with her for this tour, and we're going to get her playing some instruments as well rather than just singing. So
cool. You were going to get her on keyboards, as far as
keyboards,
I understand.
And she's been playing the fiddle too.
Sweet. Sweet. So we're going to be listening to something from Leah Abramson. But first of all, here is Mohawk Lodge from the brand new CD Wildfires. This is Everybody's on Fire on the Canadian Way on CITR FM 101.9.
Thank you.
And you are listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9 as the guys from October Man are here in the studio. Mark, Graham, and Rob, thank you guys for coming in, by the way, once again. It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you guys about the brand new CD, Run From Safety, as well as listening to you guys playing some live stuff here in the studio. We just heard something from Leah Abramson, who is the newest member.
Newest, you can call her newest.
The newest member of October Man, who will be touring with the band when they take off across the country in October, funny enough.
It's a pure coincidence, I promise.
It wasn't planned, eh?
It wasn't planned.
And before that, by the way, that was a little tune called Hallmark Poultry Limited. And, of course, that gives me memories of living at the foot of Commercial Drive and the smelling stinky dead birds all the time. That was from her most recent CD called Bedroom City, which came off of the Copper Spine Records label. Another local label who's making some serious waves lately alongside White Whale Records. That's kind of nice to see good local labels starting to hold down the fort again in this city. It's sort of been a while since there's been the labels that have had families, as it were. So it's good to hear good music. And before that, we heard from Mohawk Lodge, speaking of yet another fine band off the White Whale Records roster. From their debut CD, Rare Birds, we heard the track called This Is What It's For. And got the guys all set up, ready to play another track. What are we going to hear from you guys here in the studio?
Oh, we're going to try a song called Island Time. It's the first time these guys have played it.
Cool, and that one was originally on the LaGuardia EP.
Yeah, exactly. I bought myself a ukulele for my birthday, and I don't play it very often, but I thought a song called Island Time was kind of meant to be played on a ukulele.
Of course. So here is some live October Man here in the Canadian Way Studios with Island Time. Enjoy.
Sometimes head strings. One day I walk the bottom. The corals. childhood is the suburbs are burning to the ground. And I like the sound of that. Cause we're on island time tonight. Living half a
excellent. That was some more live October Man here in the CITR Canadian Way Studios. Our guests in the studio today is Mark Graham and Rob from October Man, who have a brand new CD out called Run From Safety on the White Whale Records label. They will be doing a Cross Canada tour in October for that. And, of course, we'll be playing Week of Welcome here in the first week of September, so check that out as well. The track that we just heard there was the closing track from the EP LaGuardia. And has anybody ever told you that you guys actually sound like Islands on that particular track? All you need is a little bit of steel drum, and
yeah,
you got the whole nine yards there?
Actually, I bought a steel drum. I was on vacation in Bahamas, and I bought a steel drum, but I don't know if it's in tune with anything in particular. I think it's like a tourist kind of steel drum, but no one's told us that.
Well, it does. Just thought I'd let you know. So we're going to be listening to some more live stuff from you in just a moment. We've got to do some do a quick commercial break here, and we'll get back to the guys from October Man here in the studio, and we'll listen to some more live stuff in just a moment.
Wednesday mornings on CITR from 8 to 10 a.m. It's the Suburban Jungle Show with your radio host, DJ Jack Velvet. Thrills, chills, excitement, and music. That's the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can also catch this show, streaming and podcast, at www.jackvelvet.net. Don't miss the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesdays 8 to 10 on 101.9 FM, CITR.
And you are listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. Make sure you turn into the Suburban Jungle with our friend Mark Seifried. He's always an interesting, loungy little listen on a Wednesday morning. Good way to wake up midweek. We have the guys from October Man here in the studio, and we are chatting about the brand new CD, Run From Safety, which came out on Tuesday. And have you guys done anything with CBC yet for the new CD?
No, not yet. Apparently, apparently James from CBC was on vacation for 3 weeks, so he just got back.
Gotcha.
Hopefully, I don't know. So hopefully we'll do some stuff with them. We love the CBC.
The reason I asked is because I heard Ryder on the Sirius satellite feed the other week. They're talking about the brand new Mohawk Lodge. So,
cool.
So it sounds like you guys should be on pretty soon because you're pretty much up their alleys. So.
Yeah, they've been good to us on the last couple releases. So
sweet. Yeah. Well, we'll keep our eyes and ears peeled for that sometime soon. And the brand new CD, it is actually your third release, second full length. You guys are going back into the studio though as soon as you guys are done touring, as far as I've heard. Is that true?
That's the plan. We haven't booked anything yet, but we've got like about 7 new songs like as a band that are. I don't know. I think. Most people get excited about their new stuff anyways, but it's totally different, and it's a lot of fun to play. So we, after the tour, after 20 odd shows, I think it'll be a good time to get back in and at least get it started.
Cool. So the tour is going to be the opportunity to get the new songs out there and honed, and
definitely, yeah.
That's the plan.
Yeah, it's the best way to get the new stuff solid is playing them every
Sweet.
Night.
Sweet. Is there any chance we can get you to play something in the new brand new set of songs that you guys have done, or is that too much to ask at this point? I know you guys are planning on playing something else off the new CD, but maybe before we let you go, we'll have you sneak preview something that will possibly be in the next recording session, perhaps? Think about it.
Yeah, we could. Well, yeah, sure, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Anyways, so for the time being, however, we're going to have you play something else from the brand new CD, Run From Safety. Which song are we going to hear you guys play?
We're going to try the first song. It's very band-oriented, so I'm a little...
By the Wayside.
Yeah, well, this will be like a weird stripped-down version of it.
Hey, we're game. We always like different stuff here on the Canadian Way. So here is October Man with the lead-off track, a live version of the lead-off track from the brand new CD, Run From Safety. This is By the Wayside here on the Canadian Way on CITR FM 101.9.
Some inspiration.
Excellent. Good job, guys. He almost blew out the board there, I might add, as well. All the needles were absolutely rocking. That's kind of an energetic rendition for a stripped-down version of a full band song. Nice work, guys.
Thanks, man. It's weird playing that one. Like, it totally usually requires lots of instrumentation, but that's fun.
Yeah, it's nice. It sounded like a really full, robust version. Nice work. we're going to be listening to something else from the brand new CD, and then when we come back, hopefully I can convince the guys to play something brand spanking new that nobody has heard live yet before we let you go. And we have, of course, the guys from October Man live in the studio. And we're plugging the brand new CD, Run From Safety, which just came out this week. From that CD, which can be found on the White Whale Records label, whitewhale.ca, if you want to check it up online. We're going to be listening to the track called Breath of Sunshine, and we'll be back with some more live October Man here in the studio. You're listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. And you are listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9 from their brand new CD, which came out this week from October Man's Run From Safety. We heard the track called Breath of Sunshine, and we have Rob, Graham, and Mark of October Man here live in the studio playing tracks for us live off the album, and some older stuff and some newer stuff, and I've convinced the guys to play something brand new, which hasn't even been committed to CD yet, and hopefully we'll be in the sessions when they come back from tour for the brand new CD that should be out, sometime next year at this point, I guess. Eh?
Yeah, hopefully. It always takes longer than you want.
So what are we going to listen to? What's a slice of exclusivity are we going to be listening to here from October Man?
Well, Rob calls it the slacker song, but it's called Temptation is a Bloody Mess. It's kind of about divorce in, like, this modern age. We'll give it a whirl with some... some Casio SK5.
Sweet. So here's some brand new, never-before-heard October Man here on the Canadian Way on CITR FM 101.9. Excellent, guys. That was some exclusive October Man live here in the Canadian Way Studios. What was the name of that one again?
Temptation's a Bloody Mess.
Bloody Mess. And that one has yet to be recorded, so those of you that got to hear that one, you heard something that you can't hear anywhere else, for the time being at least, from October Man. So I want to thank the members of October Man for coming in and chatting and playing some new stuff from the CD, and best of luck on the tour coming up, guys.
Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah, no problem. I want to thank Mark Morissette, frontman. Thank you. And Graham, thank you.
Thanks a lot, man.
You play keyboards, is it?
No, I play bass.
Bass. So yeah. Leah plays keyboards, of course. And Rob, who plays drum and percussion. So thank you for coming in, guys. It's been a pleasure. And we're going to leave you off with a little something from the Inbreds tribute CD. You guys like the Inbreds?
Love the Inbreds.
So we're going to play something from the Inbreds tribute CD. Do you like Plumtree, or do you even remember Plumtree?
Yeah, we're friends with Carla and Lynette.
So we're going to play something from Katrina Sturton, who is one of the latecomers to the band just before they broke up. She was on the last CD. And she does a cover of my favorite tune from the Inbreds called North Window. So from the CD Wanna Be Your Friend, a tribute to the Inbreds, here is Katrina Sturton with North Window to leave you off here on the Canadian Way, here on CITR FM 101.9, thanks to the guys from October Man.
I wish my heart were harder to save me from all your sticks and stones. I share my room with flowers that bloom, 'cause my window faces north. Oh,
boss must buy, and I sell for that money to the national supply. And time and it grows, and it grows until it spills over. Blood in I rock back on track with that feel. But if you look at smile, I guess nobody wants to play. The stories that we make come in and stop out of the game. Till the peak, peak, peak comes, and all your jobs are flat line. Out of supermarkets, right back on track. Back to reality and back to the earth. In the back to when our naked bodies laying in our dirt. By top, back to time, that's a hit, yeah. Is this for that country we stay? In the back to that matters are born. Is this how we're fighting for? Cause now all we got is our war. Is this what we're fighting for? See, now all we got is our war. Is this what we're fighting for? See, now all we got is our war. Is this what we're fighting for? See, now all we got is our war. Is this what we're fighting for? See, now all we got is our war. Is this what we're fighting for? See, now all we got is our war.
Siddhartha, it's one of my very, very beloved books.